just checking levels on this. Okay, we've got Chloe Weber, Country Wranglers 4-H Club, Hutchinson County 4-H Achievement Days, and we'll start in 3, 2, and 1. Chloe Weber of the Country Wranglers 4-H Club in Hutchinson County joins me here at 4-H Achievement Days and Trip. Chloe, I see that this is your fifth year in 4-H. How did you get started?
I got started by my parents. My mom used to show in 4-H, and then she wanted me to try it out, and I've just stuck with it ever since.
And what are you showing here at Achievement Days?
Just pigs.
How many pigs do you have?
5.
Are they all one breed or are they different?
They're all different. We got Yorks, Spots, a Duroc, and 2 crossbreds.
How do you go about preparing your pigs for showing?
Well, you feed them, make sure they look good, and then before you get in the rink, you want to wash them off so they're all nice and shiny.
How difficult is it to keep them clean before you show them?
It's pretty difficult. They are pigs, so they like to roll around and get dirty and stuff, so you try not to scrub them too hard so they turn red, but you want to keep them pretty clean.
How far in advance do you start working with your pigs leading up to Achievement Days?
Probably right when school gets out, so middle of May. That's when you start really working with them. You probably get them around the end of April, but you really start working with them at the middle of May.
How often do you work with them per session?
Every single morning and night, and it kind of just depends how long it takes that day.
And so when you get your pigs in the ring, what is the judge looking for?
I think the judge is looking for how big the muscle is in their hips and in their shoulders, but they don't want it too bulky. And I think the judge is also looking for how good it moves in the ring. You don't want a pig that crunches up and just gets weird. So, yeah.
And what's the most challenging part of showing your pig in the ring?
Most challenging is probably keeping it contained. You don't want it running around or going to sniff out other pigs.
And what do you find to be the most exciting part of Achievement Days?
Most exciting? Probably just to get in the ring again and hang out with friends and family.
Do you have any other projects you're thinking about trying again, Chloe?
Well, I used to show sheep and I gave it up this year and I'm thinking about starting it up again.
One final question, Chloe. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them it's fun overall, great learning experience. You learn responsibilities of how to take care of animals, and you meet great friends that you come close with every year.
And I thank Chloe Weber, the Country Wranglers 4-H Club, for joining us here at Hutchinson County 4-H Achievement Days and Trip.